You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come to bring us away through this life and into the kingdom. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when we're talking GPS systems, we're going to take a little poll here. And so GPS systems, how many of you use the Google Maps? Okay, a few of you. Good, good, good. How many of you use Waze? All right, my people. Okay, we'll talk about that some more. How many of you use Apple Maps? Okay, I'll not judge. Like double the price for two-thirds of the functionality, but you do you. So, as I said, I'm a Waze guy, and I got to be a Waze guy because of a student that we had when Waze was just coming out who kind of told me, hey, you need to check out this app. It's really cool. It's sort of like, you know, it's crowdsourced. All of the information comes from other Waze drivers. And not only that, but you can actually sort of move up in the ranks. And that is the thing that really got to me, because deep down inside, I am a legalist. And I love kind of moving up those little ranks. And I am now, and have been for a long time, what they call Waze royalty. And you get to be Waze royalty simply by using the app, and a lot of times by getting extra points by pointing things out, you know, like, hey, there's a policeman over there. And then everybody else know, hey, there's a policeman over there, so everybody can slow down and not get a ticket. Also, you know, hey, there's something in the road, stuff like that. And going on Waze is kind of fun, but I mean, it's really just kind of like, any GPS system sort of works for what we're talking about today. And that is, how do we get around in this life? How do we get around when it comes to living out our faith in a world that seems like there are so many little alleys and side streets and different things that we're trying to figure out? Some of you that are just figuring out Florida State's campus and roads for the first time, we get that it's a little bit challenging sometimes. You know, some of you have not seen a one-way street in a long while. So welcome. You're no longer in the suburbs. This is how we do. And so there's just kind of a little bit of trying to figure that out, especially if you're a student on this campus. You start to realize that there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can find your classes. Some of those are a little bit more scenic. Some of those are a little bit more direct. And that kind of gets us to this notion of Jesus saying that there's a narrow door, there's a narrow way, but there's also kind of this broad way. And we make our choices around that a lot of times when we're just navigating through life. You know, sometimes when we're navigating through life, we decide that we're going to take this particular way. So one of the things to know about me, especially if you're a student, is that to kind of break things up here while I'm here at the office, a lot of times I'll start the morning off with a little walk around campus, and usually sometime in the afternoon there's another one. So you can play kind of Where's Waldo, but with Jay. You know, you can find me, and I probably don't want to talk to you. No, I do. I do want to talk to you, I promise. But I will have my earbuds in. I'll be listening to something, so you'll have to go like this. And I choose the way that I walk, sometimes based on me wanting to explore, but most of the time based on me saying, this is how I go. This is my loop. I like seeing these things along my way, and that's the direction that I take. Now, it's not necessarily the most direct way. I kind of take some detours in order to see some things while I'm on that loop. And now, if I need to take the more direct way, it just feels kind of, it feels like it's missing something. And so I really like to see those little things that are meaningful to me. Like, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses over by the integration statue. And other little things. What's happening on Landis today and that kind of stuff. And those kind of things, well, you know, I like that. They become a part of my way. Now, there's other wayfinding that I do. There's a wayfinding that I leave my house and I come to this place a lot of different days. And my way through here used to be that there was a blockage in one of the streets that I took. And so I ended up taking another street, and that street takes me through the direct bad spot in Frenchtown that is very exciting. Because as I'm driving through that way, when I take that way, as I'm driving through, people have tried to hail me down because they think that it seems like I'm either looking for drugs or prostitution. And I'm looking for neither. I just want to go to church, please. Can I take you? But that's another kind of way I think that sometimes we take. Where, oh, well, you know, I want to take the way that takes me to the exciting stuff. And maybe the sinful stuff. And sometimes that's the way that we try to take in our lives. Sometimes it's the familiar way. The way that we've gotten used to. The way that takes us by the things that we like to see. Sometimes it's the way that's a little bit more exciting, a little bit more risky, and, oh, maybe just a little bit sinful. And there are those ways, and there are other ways as well that call out to us. And so when Jesus walks into one of these towns, and somebody asks him, hey, Jesus, basically, when we get to heaven, how exclusive is it? I mean, are there going to be a lot of people there? Are there just going to be a few? Because I get what it's like being the few. After all, I'm Waze royalty. And that's a subset of everybody else. And Jesus looks at him and he responds in kind of a weird way. He, first of all, doesn't answer his question, which tells us that Jesus is low-key telling that guy, bad question. But it is an opportunity to have a discussion, a little opportunity to have a talk. And he says, hey, you know what you should do? Well, you should try to go the narrow way. And you should try to do that because you could get lost. You could get lost along the way. And if you're lost for long enough, well, when I come back, you might try knocking on the door, and I might say, I have no idea where you're coming from, is the way that he puts it. Well, that makes sense in terms of this kind of wayfinding thing. I mean, so even though I am Waze royalty, sometimes I don't listen to Waze. Sometimes I think I know better. And sometimes I actually do, but most of the time, Waze just shows me that I'm really not too smart. And sometimes I purposely ignore Waze, and I'm like, no, this is the way I'm going. And then I kind of move over into that area, and Waze tries to route me back. tries to say, well, no, take a left. No, I'm good. Okay, you missed that one. Take a left. No. Okay, well, and then it's straight. If I go far enough, it'll give me a whole new route. Like, all right, now you need to take a right, buddy. And if I go far enough, when I look at where I'm at in the map and where I'm supposed to be going, well, I'm pretty far away. And I think that's maybe what Jesus is getting at with the, I don't know where you're coming from. You're so far away from the path that I don't know what you're even up to. And that's a danger. I mean, it's one of the things that we believe about looking at Scripture is that we see that when we're looking at Scripture, that there is a possibility for us to get into a place where we're so far away from God that the app stops working, that we have pushed away, that we have said, I don't want your help, Holy Spirit, and then we're in a place where we have to pull out like the paper map and try to figure out where the heck we are. And that's difficult. Trying to make our way back. And so when Jesus says, I want you to take the narrow door, the narrow way, I think the best thing for us to think about is not necessarily a wee little bitty door that maybe I can't squeeze into, but rather to think about the narrow route, the route that's the most direct route, the route that if you take that route, it's going to be the most efficient route. It's going to be the fastest route. If you're on Google Maps, the frustrating, the most environmental route, which might actually take you longer. But it's more righteous. But there's something about that narrow route. If we stay on the route, then good things will happen. That's what Jesus is saying, that my route is good. You should stay on my route. And sometimes we don't like hearing that because we distrust the route. We go, I don't know. Is that really the route? I mean, did you hear that psalm? That's a pretty rough psalm as far as psalms go. Most psalms are just like, yay, Jesus is great. The Lord is awesome. This one is like a courtroom scene. Jesus, God appears in all of his grandeur, and he's calling out the people of Israel saying, you have gone astray. You've been doing some weird stuff. You've been doing a lot of sacrifices, but those you haven't even been doing right. You don't get that I don't eat that stuff. That's not the reason for the sacrifice. And so he's calling them to repentance. He's calling them back. It's like that moment when your GPS does that little sound and mine is kind of like boop-doop. And it's calling you back saying, you are off of the way. We need that. Because we get off of the way. We need to be called back. We need to be called into repentance. Into that word literally means turning. We need to be called to turn back. Now, the beautiful thing is that the Holy Spirit in our lives does work a little bit like a GPS system. Thank goodness that we can get in some really strange places. And it's going to tell us which way to go. Now, thankfully, my GPS system has not moved into this area of AI that it probably will someday, where, you know, after I make, you know, 15 wrong turns, it just gives up on me and says, you're on your own, buddy. The Holy Spirit, if we're willing to listen to the Holy Spirit, he always drops into our life no matter where we are, and says, this is the way. Maybe you're in a place where you feel like you have sinned over and over and over and over again, and you're just not sure that you can even make your way back. I've got news for you. Boop. The Holy Spirit is showing you the way. Now, it is going to involve that repentance, that thing that the writer of Hebrew calls discipline. Now, when we hear discipline, we don't really like discipline. I have little nephews and nieces that when they were growing up in their family, I remember sort of cringing at this, but their family would say, if they were misbehaving, do you need discipline? And of course, the right answer is never yes. And in their family, discipline was pretty low key. It wasn't a spanking. It was just kind of like a flick of the finger on the hand. And so it was kind of low key, but it was kind of like, well, that's not, at least what they're talking about here in Hebrews. Here in Hebrews, discipline is showing you a way. It's showing you a path. It's showing you the narrow way. It's calling out to you to repent. It's bloop. Oh, this is the way. Okay. I can do that. And the reality is that as you're getting back on the way, you're probably going to make another wrong turn. Christ's forgiveness and God's love is going to come into your life, and then you're going to hear, boop. And he's going to bring you back. Pure forgiveness. Absolutely meeting you where you are. But also pure sanctification. Showing you the way that you need to go. And that's what Christ came into our world to do. Not just to say, hey, your sins are forgiven so that you can continue to be in that bad part of town doing bad kinds of things. Or not just so that you can be in that familiar place where you like the way that everything looks, but rather so that you can be forgiven and set back on the path that God has for you. You as an individual. You, wherever exactly you are, you with all of the sins that you commit, your specific, individual, very bespoke sins that you do, God comes into that exact place and says to you, here's the way. Here's the way, and what you find is that the way actually is a pretty good way. It's the best way, in fact. It's not just a way of efficiency. It's not. It's also a way that brings to you some pretty great things that you get to see along the way. It's a way that shows you all of your friends' houses. It's a way that brings you, finally then, to the greatest party in the world. A great party where we all get to celebrate that we have arrived at a destination and that we have all been declared royalty. And so this week, as you go on your way, listen to the calling of the Holy Spirit. Listen to the forgiveness of Christ that meets you where you are. And look for the way that he is showing you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button. which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.